The U.S. Department of Agriculture's updated plant hardiness zone map shows much of the country having warmer winters. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, that's big news for gardeners who want to experiment.
In downtown Philadelphia, the annual flower show is an institution.
Welcome to the flower show. If you have tickets already, go right on in.
Inside near the entrance this year was a billboard-sized map of the U.S. It was colored with waves of red, pink, yellow, and orange flowers depicting the USDA hardiness zones. Floral event designer Jennifer Reed created the exhibit.
People that I hang out with in the horticulture community, they kind of like, it's like their code. Like, oh, I'm 7B, I'm 6A, you know what I mean?
The hardiness map is intended for perennials, plants meant to last through the winter and come back the next year. The USDA zones show the average low temperature over the last three decades. When the USDA updated the map in November, about half the country shifted into a new category. That means the lowest temperatures are warmer than before, and that affects what plants you can grow. Gardeners have noticed.
The growing season is getting longer for us, which is nice, but at the same time, the climate change issue is a big concern.
Things that we never used to be able to grow, we can grow now. They will survive through the winter.
Well, I never used to be able to see figs in Philadelphia, and now figs will grow quite happily.
That's Joe Montesano, Lillian Weeks, and Carolyn McCoy. Professionals like Tony Avent of Plant Delights Nursery in Raleigh, North Carolina, take plant experimentation to the extreme.
People, as a general rule, with plants are scared of failure. They don't want to kill their plants. We live to kill plants.
Avent estimates he's killed over 50,000 types of plants and says he learned something from every one and records that information in a database.
We probably have killed more plants than anybody alive today, but we've learned more about what their tolerances are.
Avent warns the USDA hardiness map is just a starting point. It's not a predictor of the future because it's based on the last three decades of data. Even then, it's only about cold temperatures. There are many other factors to consider when growing plants: heat, moisture, sunlight. If keeping plants alive is your goal, Todd Roundsville from the U.S. National Arboretum suggests visiting a local botanic garden.
They're in it for the long term. They're both trialing plants that are new and growing them for conservation and for as long as possible. So it's the best assessment, in my opinion, to see what really survives in the landscape.
Roundsville says look closely at where your botanic garden puts its plants and try and match conditions in your yard. There's another option if you want to be really safe with choosing plants that will thrive in your zone: a local garden center or even a big box store. Dan Stupiello oversees Home Depot's horticultural products division, which does its own research.
We have 25 trial gardens throughout the country. They truly represent a majority, if not all, of the horticultural zones.
And they work with plant breeders who are evolving plants to tolerate challenges like the changing climate. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.